This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To paraphrase Scott McNeely, the former CEO of Sun Microsystems, who famously said, "You've got no privacy, get over it." You may have no security either. Whether you get over it or not is, of course, up to you. But if you drive a newish car, you do have a vested interest in this conversation. A Senate report out today on the wireless technology that is being used in new cars says they can be hacked with something as simple as an iPad. And more to the point, car makers, including most of the biggies, aren't doing much to protect us or our data. The phrase you're looking for here is the Internet of Things, to which cars are just the most recent addition. And it's an ecosystem where, as Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports, innovation comes first and security often scrambles to keep up.
Steve Checkaway can do things to your car that'll keep you awake at night, like remotely control your brakes or the gas. And he says hacking cars has gotten easier.
As cars have added more functionality, have added more wireless interfaces.
Like Wi-Fi hotspots and the ability to stream Netflix in the back seat. Checkaway is a researcher at the Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute.
Every time you add a new point of connectivity to a device, you have increased the attack surface, more ways to gain access.
Lots of previously closed systems, like cars, are opening up to the internet, from lighting fixtures to TVs to thermostats. They're getting connected and talking to each other. Tom Kerber studies this phenomenon at Parks Associates. He says Silicon Valley is grappling with a balancing act.
The out-of-the-box experience, when you start up a product, when you unpackage it, put it on the wall, needs to be very seamless.
If users have too many security walls to put up, he says, they'll just return the products. And there's another roadblock to keeping out hackers and protecting our data, Silicon Valley culture.
Innovation in Silicon Valley is all about iteration and experimentation.
Analyst Frank Gillette of Forrester Research advises chief information officers. He says that experimentation tends to mean products aren't fully cooked when they come to market.
So the idea is figure out the minimum viable product that'll let you experiment with an idea, develop it, and see if there's something there, and then figure out how to improve it, iterate it, make it better.
Gillette says that means security is often playing catch-up, and that model is not likely to change anytime soon. In New York, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.